All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's good to see you all. My name's Tori. I'm one of the pastors here. And if I haven't met you, I'd love to meet you, so feel free to say hello to me after the service. Our church is called Terra Nova Church. Fresh ground or new earth community. A community, a called out people. And our name is also meant to be our aim, to follow God wherever he leads, to follow Jesus into fresh ground, to never grow stale, to never grow cold, but to be consistently following Jesus wherever he leads, however he leads. We want to follow our good shepherd's voice. In our series that we've been going through of just looking at and gleaning from Jesus and going through this I Am series, where we would fall today would be I Am the Good Shepherd. But today isn't really a sermon, as you're about to see, but it is about how we are following our Good Shepherd. It is about our Good Shepherd, Jesus, leading us, leading this church, and we'll be talking about how he's been doing that and how he continues to do that. In fact, that's what our aim has been as a church family from the beginning of Terra Nova Church 20 years ago. And it's what led Terra Nova Saratoga for people to move and to start that church in 2013 in Saratoga because our Good Shepherd was leading us there. And they're still there. And it's what led Terra Nova Church in 2016 to start a church in North Adams, Massachusetts, and for the 8 or so years that the Lord had us there. We're following our Good Shepherd, and that's what we're still doing, when it's easy and when it's not, when he leads us in places we want to go and when he leads us in places we don't want to go. We want to follow our Good Shepherd. And if you haven't noticed, in this last season, God has been clearly moving in our church. He caused us to pause. It wasn't our plan to pause the series we were in. But he did that. He made it clear to us. But none of us knew exactly where he was leading us. And none of us still know exactly all of what he's doing. Only our Good Shepherd does fully. But as we look back over the last several years, we've noticed many people, many new people coming to our church, but also many people who have left. And in case you don't know, when every single person leaves, it's hard for the under-shepherds of our church. It's hard for our pastors because we all love this church. We love the people in this church. And for good reasons or not, when people leave, it's hard on us. We don't take it lightly. We care and we want to shepherd. We want to do what God's called us to do and the heart that he's given us to do it. And so it's hard when people leave, but it's especially hard when people leave and they don't want to talk about why. But we're grateful for those who have talk to us about the reasons. And some, a few courageous and humble people have shared more fully their ideas, their concerns, their suggestions of how we can improve as a church, how we can make more and better disciples together. And we're grateful for that. So I want to pause just for a second on behalf of the elder team to say two things. One, thank you. And two, that we're sorry. First, thank you. Thank you for those of you that are still here and were vulnerable and honest and came to us and shared your experiences in the church family, what you believe can be helpful for us, critiques, suggestions, ideas. Thank you, because we need to hear from the church. It's essential. And we are all just as much a part of the church family as anybody else, and we need to hear each other's voices. So thank you for sharing. And we also want to say thank you for those of you that are not still here, but came to us with suggestions, with ideas, with concerns, with critiques. Thank you for doing that, even as you sought another church family. Because we are all the capital C church. The Good Shepherd has called us by name. We are his. And the ideas and the suggestions that you gave still help us lead and shape this church as best as we can. And so on behalf of the elder team, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being the church. And we also want to say that we're sorry. Because one of the right and good challenges that we've heard now is that the elders have been perceived, at least by some, to not be open to receive feedback, to receive critique, or to receive ideas and suggestions. And that is obviously not what we want to hear. That is not what our Good Shepherd is like. And that's not what we want to be like. And so we are sorry for that. And we want you to know this is an area that we are all, that our elder team is fixed on changing. And you can know that moving forward, we're not just moving, we are running towards becoming a more and more open to suggestion and feedback and critique kind of team. That's what we want. And so, yes, thank you for sharing, all of you. And sorry that we haven't listened as well as we could have. And we hope you forgive us for that. So, these last several months have included many hard conversations with some of you, with one another as an elder team, and as an elder team, as a plurality of elders, we all want the same thing. We all want to glorify Jesus. We all want to honor one another, and we all want whatever is best for God's church. Can I say that again? We want the same thing. We want to honor Christ. We want to, so glorify Christ and honor him, but you know, honor one another. And to do whatever's best for the church. It's his church. He is the head of the body, the church. And that's what we all want. And as we want that, as we want the same thing, there have been a variety of opinions and ideas of how to best do that. And particularly when it comes to how we communicate with each other and with the church. But I want you to hear as you listen to that, that there's been a variety of differences and opinions, that in a sense that's good and normal and healthy. You don't want a team that always agrees on absolutely everything the same way and just have yes men and yes women. But in the conversations and in the varying perspectives, there's been a heaviness. But within that heaviness, God has continued to encourage us. Our Good Shepherd has continued to come alongside us and have clearly shown us that he's in it, that he's leading us through all of it, that he's leading us into something. And so we have wanted to remain in step with him and what God is doing. And so to help with that, we decided as an elder team for the whole month of December, we weren't going to meet together. We were going to get serious about praying. We were going to seek the Lord individually before we came back and continued to work through this. We would fast. We would call out to the Lord. We would seek him. And so we took that month with truly open hands to God because we want the same thing, whatever's best for the church. And we prayed and we knew we were going to the Lord with open hands, whatever you want. If you want us to change the way we've been doing things, if you want to change roles, if you want to change responsibilities, truly open hands. This is Jesus' church, whatever you want. That's how we went into the month of December. And when we came back in January and continued to have some long meetings, we worked through quite a bit. But there was still quite a bit of ground to cover. Now, as we continue to work through some different opinions, I want to be clear again. This wasn't about disagreements of core doctrines. This wasn't about orthodoxy. It never was. It wasn't even about core aspects of like DNA of cult of Terra Nova Church. It was about communicating with each other and with the church. And so we still had more to work through. And providentially, not coincidentally, providentially, we had our Terra Nova Network Elder Retreat, which is where our churches come together for a few days, and we'll work through something together, or we'll have a time of growing in community together. And providentially, we had that same month coming up, where we would gather with Saratoga for a few days. And we decided to ask Paul Gordon. He's the executive director of the network, the former lead pastor of Terra Nova North Adams, and he used to be an executive pastor at Troy a long time ago, and many of you know that very well, and he had a whole bunch of other hats as well. But he's a trusted voice, a wise voice, really sensitive with the Spirit of God. And we asked him to come help us navigate through it. And he did. He led us through 2 days of discussion, of prayer, of listening to each other, of digging into God's word together. And through all of that, it remained unclear. It remained heavy. We weren't sure where the Lord was leading us, but we prayed with faith and with confidence that he would, because that's what he tells us to do. Pray in faith, believing he'll give you the wisdom you need. And that's what we did. We remained, we prayed, we reached out to God. We read scripture. And there, our good shepherd met us. There, our good shepherd revealed to us at least part of the direction forward. And that shouldn't be a surprise. God has consistently met us at the retreats that we go to. Not just at retreats, but we've seen this theme again and again where God clearly speaks to us at our retreats. And so if you haven't gone to a Terra Nova retreat, and I know you have reasons for it, and some of them may be very good reasons, and then maybe just ignore what I'm about to say, but I'll say it anyway. Find a way to go. Find a way to go. God met us at that retreat. And that's not being dramatic. That's not being hyperbolic. There are times where God intervenes in ways that you just simply can't deny. And if you're like me, you wish that that was more often, more frequent, but God is God, and he's going to do it his way. And he met us there. It was Saturday, the last day of the retreat, and God spoke to us through his word. One of the elders even said this was a miraculous event because we couldn't have orchestrated it the way that it happened. There's no way. We couldn't have manufactured it. It was God leading us. And I want to call up Pastor Rob, because he was the elder who initially discerned and understood how God was speaking to us. And so it's his story to tell. And so Pastor Rob is going to share with us.
Thank you, Tori. Just put him in my mouth. Silas, will you put up the picture of Pastor or Paul Gordon? For those of you who don't know who he is, it's helpful to see a face, because you'll probably see his face from time to time here in the coming months. We love Paul. So throughout December, and especially at the January Elder Retreat, I was praying one thing, a very specific prayer. I asked the Lord that he would be crystal clear with me. And fortunately, and unfortunately, he was. You know, we don't necessarily know that when we pray prayers that the Lord will actually answer them. We want him to. It was an unexpected decision and direction, but unmistakably clear. So it's with heavy hearts and deep gratitude that Heidi and I share that the Lord has released us from our time serving here and being a part of Terra. So this was not something that we were anticipating, but the Lord spoke in a way we cannot ignore. But let me share briefly kind of how that unfolded. Toward the end of the retreat, one of the elders felt prompted to read a passage of scripture. And as he read it, I knew clearly and immediately the Lord was speaking to me. It certainly was an emotional moment, but it was steady. It was certain. The Spirit made the word come alive in a way that was both personable and unmistakable. Only God can do that. And so I didn't sit on that. I shared immediately with the other elders and Paul what I believed the Lord was saying. And in that moment, they affirmed it. And what's more, that passage had already been on the hearts of a few other elders that morning. The Lord was weaving something together that none of us could have orchestrated. He was gracious, and he was kind. And so out of respect for that sacred moment, I'd ask that specific passage remain with those that were present in that room. And it was something that the Lord did in that room, and we want to honor it in that way. And here's something that's important. What followed after that was a peace, a real, genuine peace. Even in the sadness, even in the unknown, one of the hallmarks of God's voice is that it brings clarity. That doesn't remove grief, but it anchors you in the middle of it. And we are sad. We're deeply sad. After 20 years of life, ministry, leadership, friendships, laughter, tears, and a shared vision, this isn't easy to say. Terra has been our home. This church has shaped us, it has stretched us, loved us, trusted us, and we will carry that with us forever. But we also had a genuine peace. Both Heidi and myself, we don't know exactly where the Lord is leading, but we trust the one who is leading. The same faithful God who called us here is now calling us forward into what feels like another Terra Nova. The fresh ground part, not another Terra Nova. Sorry, just wanted to make sure that we weren't like confusing anybody here. So for clarity on some things, timing-wise, our final Sunday here will be March 8th. We love you. We love this church. And saying goodbye to this chapter is profoundly hard. But we trust that the God who planted this church, who has sustained it, and who has used it to reach so many, is not finished, not even close. And our prayer, truly, is that this moment, this change, this obedience would be fuel for something powerful, that Terra Nova would explode into something even more beautiful for Troy, that this church would continue to be bold, faithful, Spirit-led presence for this city, that the gospel would spread further, deeper, wider because of what God is doing right here, right now. If the Lord is leading us, he is also leading this church. And we can't wait to see what he does. And so we say thank you for walking with us. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for allowing us the privilege of serving alongside of so many of you for so many years. We are forever grateful. Thank you.
All right. We are going to love on Rob and Heidi for the next couple minutes here. I want to read to you 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 13. It says, "We ask you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work." Esteem them highly in love because of their work. If anything marks Rob and Heidi's legacy, it's that of faithful servanthood. For 20 years, and 20 years, they were believers longer than 20 years ago. They've been following Jesus longer than that. But at Terra Nova Church for the last 20 years, we have seen, many from the beginning of the church have seen how they have served faithlessly, selflessly. But there are also many ways that we have not seen them serve. Behind the scenes, how they have been faithful and selflessly serving Jesus. If you know Rob and Heidi, you know they have worked, ate, slept, walked Terra Nova Church. If you were to cut them, Terra Nova goo would come out of them. It's who they are. They have worshiped Jesus throughout these 20 years at Terra Nova Church, bringing this church into their praise of him. For Pastor Rob, year after year after year after year after year, times 20, he has done the work that has been needed to ensure that Terra Nova Church thrives. No matter what that work is, no matter what that role was, he would say yes to it if it needed to be done, whether it was enjoyable or not. He's a servant. He has a servant's heart. And he's followed Jesus and has led this church as Jesus has led this church. Jesus is the one who carries his church, but there have been some pivotal times, I'll say, towards the end of COVID, I'm not sure where our church would be without Pastor Rob. Jesus carries the church, but at some pivotal times, he's carried it through Pastor Rob Kiparutis. He's a servant. And it doesn't hurt the joy that he has. And if you know him well at all, you also know just how hilarious he can be, overtly, without trying. We're grateful for Pastor Rob. And we're grateful for Heidi. Heidi is one of the most caring, empathetic people on the planet. She gives constantly. And as she gives, she doesn't shed value in what she's giving. It's quantity and quality, and that's a rare thing. She so genuinely cares about people. And if you've been around her at all, you know that to be true. Heidi has been relentless in her pursuit of Jesus. I have seen personally time and time again, I've told you about my God sightings journal where I'll write what I've seen God up to that day. And now working with Heidi the last few years in the office space, she has been written down time and time and time and time again of the big and small ways that she pursues Christ. Rob and Heidi have raised many, many, many spiritual children. They've helped them mature. They've made more and better disciples of Jesus. Many of you here are one of them. I am grateful to be one of them. As we move forward, we ask you to pray for Rob and Heidi. Pray for them as they continue to follow their good shepherd wherever he leads. Pray for them as they continue to make more and better disciples wherever the Lord leads them. Pray for them. And as a church family, we want you to know that in gratitude and to help them in this transition period, in this time of for the next 6 months, we want to give a generous gift to them to help free them up to see where the Lord is leading without having any financial concerns. Moving forward, please feel free to thank Rob and Heidi. Maybe it's today. Maybe you're able to think of things. Maybe you're more of an on-the-spot kind of person where you can do that. Or maybe you need time. The leaders have had a lot of time to think through this and to pray through this and to grieve. We know that many of you have not. And so if you need time, take time. We would encourage you to write a note, write a letter of appreciation for them. And we also want you to know that on March 8th, in two Sundays from now, first of all, until then, would you come and just worship hard with us and with Rob and Heidi? And then on March 8th, after the service, we're going to have an open house at the office space at 415 River Street, where we'll have some snacks, coffee, and tea, and you'll be able to sit down and just chat a bit with Rob and with Heidi. And we would encourage you to do that. It's hard to put into words and in just a few minutes to be able to thank someone like Rob and Heidi. But we hope over the next days, weeks, months that we can do that together more fully. Now, as we begin to look forward, can we all be reminded that God is in control, that God is sovereign, that this is God's church, and he continues to lead it, he continues to build it through every season, through every time. That's what he does. And as he's inviting Rob and Heidi into fresh ground, as Pastor Rob said, he's inviting us as a church into fresh ground as well. And to begin that conversation, I'm sure there's many questions, many practical questions about our leadership, about staff, about roles. And so we're going to begin to speak to that before we then end with some encouragement and a little bit of vision moving forward. But I'm going to ask Pastor Jason, one of our lay elder, to come up and share with us some of what we've been working through when it comes to staff and roles. Pastor Jay, do you need a mic? You good?
I got it. Well, good morning, church. I know in a lot of ways this morning's felt heavy. And as Pastor Tori said, we as elders have had some weeks to process this. So we understand that everybody is in a different place in hearing this news. But we didn't want to leave today without talking about some of the more practical things that we have been working through in these weeks. I hope you've seen through Tori and Rob sharing their heart that hope you've heard that the Lord is at work in all the lives of the elders, but also in the life of this church. And so as we've worked through what things will look like in this new season, in this fresh ground, as we call it, one thing that we have seen and can affirm is that Pastor Tori is a gifted leader. He loves the Lord, he loves people, he loves this church, Personally, as a lay elder over these last 4 or 5 years, I've seen Tori grow in maturity, in wisdom, but also in a deep love for all of you. I think many of you have felt that. You hear that on a Sunday. He has a deep desire to see God move, for us not to be in one place, for us to grow, for this church to grow. And I'm not just talking in numbers. I'm talking in spiritual maturity and in growth and in love for our Lord. And so we have asked Pastor Tori to continue to lead you and serve you as the lead pastor of this church. But additionally, we have asked Pastor Tori to lead the elders as the first among equals and the leader of the elder group. And Tori has accepted that role, and we're grateful for that. And we appreciate and we love Tori as much as we love Pastor Rob. But as you know, and as I believe, you know, the weight of leading a church isn't entrusted to one person, and when it is, that's not healthy. That weight should be and is borne by the elders. But in this season, the elders recognize that the Lord is doing something. He's moving. And so we want to remain open-handed as a church and as a group of elders as we move forward in what the Lord is doing at Terra. And so over the next 6 to 12 months, we want to just see and be open-handed. We know as elders that we have giftings, and really we just want to serve out of what our giftings are as the Lord continues to work in this church. One area and one elder who is gifted in leading worship and in sharing the word is Pastor Dennis. And so we have asked, and Pastor Dennis has agreed to move into an interim worship pastor role. He's going to take up leading us in worship on Sunday, caring for and developing the worship team. I know Dennis was willing to take this role on, and he has those giftings and desires. And so we want him to serve in that capacity, to lead not just the musicians, but to lead us in responding to God's word each morning. And recognizing that worship isn't just Sunday morning, worship is every day. And so Pastor Dennis will carry that role. And when I say interim, what I simply mean is that we're just open-handed with where the Lord is leading. We know we have gifts, we know we have weaknesses, and so we just want to lead out of those, not the weaknesses, the gifts. So as for my role as lay elder, I'm going to be assisting the team in some of their new roles and serve in a few other capacities. One of those will be more specifically being over Terra Kids and working with Laura and assisting with some other parts of our discipleship ministries. As you heard Nat Marshall share a few weeks ago, being a lay elder isn't necessarily easy. And if I'm being fully transparent, as we are this morning, this has been the hardest season of being a lay elder here at Terra Nova in 5 years. But Renee and I are hopeful, and we are optimistic of where the Lord is leading Terra. And we'll continue to serve in the capacities that we do. For those of you that know my personality, optimistic is not something people would ascribe to me. I'm sorry, it's not. But I'll just say, the way in which Pastor Rob described the Lord speaking, the timing of how he did it, and the grace and kindness and clarity and peace that he gave to not only Pastor Rob, but all of us in that moment was so clear and so God and so Holy Spirit. And I can count on one hand the times in my life that God has spoken that clearly. I wish it was more, but it's not, and that's okay. But that's why I'm optimistic, because I know he was graceful and he was good. And so I know that he has good things in store for this church, and he has good things in store for the Caparutas family. I know that. Even though you may not hear that in my voice, know that I am confident that our Lord is real and speaks. So in addition to the three elders, Krista Ferrugia will continue to serve as our youth and communications director. Krista is an asset to our team. We love having her. Some of the things I love about her is that she's a faithful servant. She's willing to do just about anything for the church. And she does it with a smile and with grace, intentionality, and faithfulness. And so we are happy to have Krista continue in those roles. Laura Santos will continue to serve as our Terra Kids Director, and I look forward to being able to serve her in whatever ways she needs. I think many of the parents here would say she's done a tremendous job in these last 5 months in her Terra Kids role, and we're looking forward to having the Lord lead you in the next season in growing Terra Kids and serving our kids. So we're appreciative of Laura. One other role that Pastor Rob filled is as our executive pastor. So an executive pastor is someone who is very important, at least as we see it, in the role of the life of the church. So much of the execution, the communication, the facilitation of what happens on a Sunday, but also even the work days, depends on this type of role and person. And again, in full transparency, we'll say that none of the current elders really possess all of those qualities that it takes to be an executive pastor, and we recognize that at this time. And so the elders have asked Paul Gordon, you want to, Paul's not here today, but I didn't know he was going to spend a lot of time up above, so it's like he's here today. So Pastor Rob introduced Paul. If you don't know Paul, we've asked Paul Gordon to serve in the capacity as an interim executive director at Terra Nova Troy in this season. And so I recognize some of you know Paul, some of you don't. And Tori talked a little bit about him, but Pastor Paul is just a trusted brother. He's been a part of this church in many capacities for 19 years. He serves us well. He's gifted in administration. He's gifted in communication, and he loves the Lord, and he loves this church. And so we're blessed to have him come alongside us in this season to help shape some things, to help support us, to help just be there in this time of transition. So you will see Pastor Paul occasionally. He does live in Williamstown, Mass. With his family, but he'll be here worshiping on a monthly basis with us, and he'll be in Troy in the office 2 to 3 days a week. So, and I'll just say that Paul, in this season, when we asked him to help us work through some of the difficulties, some of the difficult conversations and viewpoints and bring clarity, he did that faithfully. He did it well. It was the Lord who did the work, but it was Paul who faithfully served us in that season, and so we are grateful for Paul. So one of the tasks that Paul is working on currently is assisting the staff and the elders to make sure that all the roles and responsibilities of all the staff and elders are clear and that they're covered in this season, and especially that role that Heidi Kaparutis has played. Heidi has served here at Terra faithfully, but for the last 3 years as our administrator assistant. She's done this with grace and faithfulness. I appreciate the warmth and organization she's brought to our office. I hope they'll continue, but I'll miss the notes that she takes for staff meeting days so the lay elders can read them in our time and see the detail. And I'm appreciative how she served the women in the Poema ministry in the season that she was here in that role. And so we are grateful for you, Heidi. And Pastor Paul is going to be working with all the staff to make sure all of these things that we've developed over the last 3 years continue. So for the next season, this is Terra Nova. This is the staff. This is the elders that the Lord has. If you have questions, I understand. Don't be afraid to ask them. Don't be afraid to email. We don't have all the answers, but we are just faithfully moving forward. Change is hard. For some of us, it's very hard. It might feel unsteady, unclear. For some of us, the idea of change makes us want to run for the hills or put our head under the pillow and hope that it comes quickly. Some of you, change is easy, and you embrace that, and you're looking forward to change. Personally, I resonate more with the change is hard group. I can easily become negative or assume the worst in the person or people or circumstance. It's my default. It's not fruitful, but it's just sometimes my default. And before I ask Pastor Tori to come back out and close us up, I just wanted to give you all a small glimpse into the clear reminder that the Lord's hand was over us at that retreat. So shortly after the Lord spoke clearly to us, and that peace was there, after the tears were gone, we decided to close our time by just reading some scripture and praying. And I had been up early that morning just praying and journaling and just asking the Lord. And I had written down a number of scriptures. And so as we close our time, I said, why don't we read these scriptures that I had written down? And so one of the scriptures I asked to read, I asked Pastor Dennis to read 1 Corinthians 13:7, which says, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." But as he started to read that passage, I realized that he wasn't reading that scripture. And I'll just pause and say, there is some debate as to whether I told Pastor Dennis the wrong scripture or he heard the wrong scripture. Internal debate, we'll keep it at the retreat. But what was clear was he wasn't reading the passage that I asked him to read. But what was clear is that the Lord was speaking to us through our mistake or through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because Pastor Dennis read 1 Corinthians 3:7, which says this, "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth." Neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. Now, we just had experienced the Lord speaking so clearly to us. And we had a deep sense of peace. But in the back, in front of our minds, is this is going to be hard. This is going to require change. And there's a lot of work to do. And there's a sense of uncertainty. But in his kindness, one more time at that retreat, he used our mistake to encourage us that it's not he who plants or he who waters, but it's the Lord who gives the growth. And in the weeks since we've been planning and talking about this Sunday and what the logistics of things look like, I've been reminded and I've gone back to that scripture many times because it was a kindness that the Lord gave us in that moment. And it was one that I wanted to share with you. And what I've been reminded more recently is that Terra is the Lord's church. And over the past 20 years, he's used a diverse group of men and women to plant and water this church, many of whom aren't here or have been called elsewhere or to different seasons of their life. Because it's neither he who plants nor he who waters, but it's God who gives the growth. So let me just remind and encourage you, church, as the Lord did the elders at that retreat as we closed out our time, that people come, people go, seasons change. It's not any one person. It's the Lord's church. He's responsible for the growth, and not just the growth in numbers or the tithing. He's responsible for the growth in our life, the sanctification, the joy, the love that we have for him, and he'll provide that in his time. And so our promise to you as elders, my promise is that in the coming weeks and months and, Lord willing, years, we'll do our best, our absolute best to plant and to water. And we're going to wait on God to give the growth for this church and in our lives. And we'll trust that he is faithful because he is faithful forever. Pastor Tori.
All right, here's how we're going to close it out. How is the Lord leading us? What new ground, fresh ground, is he walking us towards? I want to invite you into my mind for a minute so that you can hear one word that I say quite a lot. Not usually out loud, but in my mind. It's help. H-E-L-P, help. Help is a thoroughly biblical word. What do I ask for help for? Who am I asking for help? I'm asking God for help, and I'm asking all of you for help. We're asking God for help. That's part of what prayer is. It's calling out on God's name. It's asking him for help. It's acknowledging our dependence on him for absolutely everything, including the next breath you're about to take. It's good to ask God for help. To the world, that might look like weakness. To God, it looks like worship. To the enemy of God, it's terrifying. Because we're inviting him here. Because we're inviting him to come close. Because we're saying what the psalmist in Psalm 24 said, "Be lifted up, O ancient doors. Be lifted up so that the King of glory may come in." We're inviting God here. We're inviting God to come close. So would you, with me, ask God for help? Call out on the name of the Lord. Let's be a praying church. You've heard me say that a few times, haven't you? And slowly but surely, I'm seeing us become more and more of a praying church. There's many ways that plays out, but I'm seeing slowly but surely even more people trickle in downstairs from 9:15 to 9:45 to just pray and sit before the Lord, and it's a beautiful thing. Let's call on his name for help. We're asking God for help. That might look like weakness. It's not. It's our superpower. You got that? That is our superpower. We're asking God for help. And I'm also asking you for help. Now, that might look like weakness too. It's not. What is it? It's awakening the body of Jesus. That's what that is. Two men's retreats ago, I'm mentioning another retreat where God met us, where God met me. Two men's retreats ago, we started with an hour of silence and solitude. Just sit before the Lord. Listen to him. Here's a couple verses that may help. And as I sat there and I looked out on the lake right in front of Mount Gorham, I saw something that has very much stuck with me that I believe is from the Lord. I looked out and I saw the lake shining intensely, brightly, these glimmers, not just one light, but thousands, hundreds of thousands of gleaming lights dancing across that lake. And it was gorgeous. There were so many lights, but they were all coming from one light, from the sun. They were all reflecting that same sun. And it's as if God was saying, "This is my church." And I sat there and I marveled at those lights. And I thought, how many lights we have here at Terra Nova Church. This is his intention for his church. They are individual lights, but they are collective, forming this one image together. God is building up his church. We are his dwelling place. We are reflecting him, and it's what he's calling all of us to do, to be those lights, reflecting in unique ways, in ways that God has made us, to reflect Jesus in the myriads of ways he is to be reflected. Each light reflecting things like his love brightly, his peace, his joy, his patience, his kindness, his gentleness, his faithfulness, light, 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 his mercy, his self-control, his creativity, his justice, his mercy, his wisdom, his comfort, his hands to heal and to reach out to those who don't know him, his mind to come up with ideas we haven't thought of, his eyes to see things we haven't seen yet, his ears to hear and discern how his spirit is moving, light after light after light. Do you know what I want for our church? And I have a lot of confidence saying it because I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. For years and years, before I ever got into ministry, before I ever knew how God made me to be part of his church, how he gifted me in certain ways, before I knew any of those things, God impressed on my heart 1 Peter 4, verse 10. And I would write that in the sand behind the mound before almost every game, not really understanding why I was doing it, but I did it. 1 Peter 4:10. Each one, who's that? Everybody. Each one, every person in the church, each one should use whatever gift he or she has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms, all those lights on the lake, all the different ways Jesus is reflected, his glory is reflected individually yet collectively, each one, that's all of us, should use whatever gift he or she has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. And God has been making it more and more clear to me, Tori, that's not just for you, buddy. That's for my church. That's for all of my people called by my name. This passage in John 10, I am the good shepherd. He says, my sheep know me. They know my voice. They know my name. Each one of us. That's what we want. Those lights on the lake, it's not one light on the lake. It's not one elder. It's not a team of elders. It's not elders and staff. It's the whole body of Christ. That's the beautiful image. That's what I want to see. What will that look like? I don't know. I'm one light on the lake, everyone. I can't manufacture what that looks like. Nobody can. When the church is the church, when the church arises and the church becomes what God has made us to be individually and collectively, there is no one person that can say exactly what that will look like and what that will be. What will it look like? It'll look like something you want to be a part of. That's what it will look like. And it's not going to happen overnight. But slowly and surely, we're going to see it. We're going to be at this time, at this place, walking with God in the fresh ground that he has for us. And what all of that will be, we'll journey through together. So what am I asking you to do right now? You won't be surprised at the first part. Pray, please. Please call out to the name of the Lord. Some of you call out to God, pray to God, and keep doing what you're doing because you know you're alive and active and you're living into what God has created you to be and you're part of the body and you're functioning and you're moving and you're working. And there's fulfillment in that. There's joy in that. It's hard, sure. But you know that you're living out the calling God has for you. Praise God. So thankful for you. Please keep doing it and keep praying. And then for many of us, we're uncomfortable and probably feeling pretty uncomfortable right now because we know, I'm not really living out my calling. I'm not really functioning as a part of the body of Christ. Or maybe I've been doing something that I know I'm not actually fit for. I've been acting like an arm when I'm a leg or something. I'm not going to get into specific body parts because I'm going to be corrected about like what they do and how they function. I actually love learning about all that, but just saying. But some of us are not functioning the way God's made us, and that's why we're uncomfortable. And to you, I say also, call out to God. Plead with him to show you what he has for you specifically, uniquely, for this church right now and in the coming days and months. Some of you are going to have no idea what that is, and it's going to take time, and that's okay. Patience is such a big part of following Jesus, if you haven't noticed. And inviting others in to help speak into that and to help you when it comes to seeing how God has called you to be part of his body. Don't rush. It's okay. But what I'm calling for all of us to do as you're praying, as you're pleading with the Lord, if you have ideas, if you have suggestions, if you have critiques, if you have dreams of what our church can be and how we can serve Troy better or where you live better or how we can do X, Y, Z better, more and better disciples in different ways than we've been doing, please come share them. Please come speak with me about it. I would love to hear it. Do you believe me? I really do. Please. Terra Nova Church. The Lord has been faithful to lead us through change, to lead us through a new season, and he will continue to be faithful. It's what he does. He has been faithful to lead Rob and Heidi as they have the whole theme of the year, obedience to our Lord. They're obeying what God has for them, and they're walking with him into fresh ground. And he will continue to shepherd them. He'll continue to shepherd us. And I'm excited to lead you into this next season. And I'm going to end by what I keep talking about, which is praying. Please pray with me. Father, we do call on your name. We call on the name of Jesus, your Son. We call on the name of your Spirit to come close, to not just help us, Lord, lead us. This is your church. We want what you want. We want, Lord, to honor your name, to glorify you, to reflect you to one another and to the world. We want all that you have for us in this next season. All of it, God. The hard parts, too. Jesus, lead us in ways we could never think of ourselves, that we could never manufacture. Help us be your church. Show us what that looks like. And thank you for being the only shepherd who can lead not just externally, but can reach into us and change us from the inside and transform us into the men and women and children that you've made us to be. Father, I pray for any newer person here today that's wondering, what the heck is this? I pray, God, that you'd encourage them, show them that the church is more than just performance or whatever we've imagined it to be, but we truly are a family, that we're more than any one of us, that we are your body. That we're on the same team, we want the same thing. Fill us up, Lord God. And lead us forward. In Christ's name, amen.